This episode of Continuing Mission is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 180,000 titles for smartphone, tablet, and desktop. To get a free audiobook of your choice and to help Trek FM at the same time, visit audibletrial.com/TrekFM. And also by Enterprise in Space, an international program of the non-profit National Space Society. Find out how you can help science and education and become a virtual crew member aboard the NSS Enterprise Orbiter by visiting enterpriseinspace.org. And if you want to join the conversation and share your thoughts on this episode, join the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type B-A-B-E-L into the Facebook search field, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Hey everyone, I'm Rod Roddenberry, and you're listening to Trek FM.
In this episode of Continuing Mission, I'm talking to Seth Daniel Stewart, who is a Star Trek fan with a particular passion. And that passion is watching the shows and shortening them to view them on YouTube. And by shortening them, I mean taking a 45 or 50 minute episode and bringing it down to about 15 to 16 minutes long, making the show a little quick, a little faster, and perhaps for some, a little more understandable. Seth spends a considerable amount of his time putting these shows together, and the payoff is worth it. The shows are enjoyable to watch, and you can find them on YouTube. So today we're going to have a little talk with Seth to find out how he does it and why. So without further ado, let's get into the turbo lift and go and meet with Seth Daniel Stewart. Seth, welcome to Continuing Mission.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to talk about what you're doing, which is cutting the episodes of the original series of Star Trek into shorter versions, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that because you want to snap through them and you want people just to get a synopsis of the story, or why is that? Is it because it's just fun for you to do?
It's fun for me to do, and I've been making these recuts since December 2015. It's almost been 2 years now.
Wow. And what prompted you to do this?
Back around August 2011, I was watching another user that does the same thing as I do. He makes TNG recuts, and he does the same thing as I do. And that inspired me to make these recuts.
Just let's go back a little bit and tell me about when you first started watching Star Trek, when Star Trek came to your attention.
I've been watching Star Trek for a long time. It was on TV Land, and I was watching a couple of episodes, and I thought they were good. Mm-hmm. And so that inspired me to watch a lot of Star Trek.
Okay, was it the original series, or was it Next Generation, or what was it?
It was the original series.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of people prefer the newer kind of Star Trek rather than the stuff that came out of the 60s.
Yeah.
Is original series your preference?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So you started putting them into shorter episodes. You started recording them. How do you do that? You record them digitally, or do you record them on VCRs, or what? How do you do that?
Well, let me put you this way. I add Star Trek episodes into a video editor called Windows Movie Maker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's how I make the recuts and stuff.
Okay. What are you hoping to achieve by cutting them shorter?
I'm hoping that my recuts will be very popular within the next few years, so that way more people will watch it. And so, yeah, I'm trying to get more people to watch my recuts.
Right. Well, they are good. I've watched a few of them. And
you
seamlessly put them together. And it kind of makes the shows
faster and a little bit more exciting and a little bit more understandable.
Yep.
You know, some of the long moments aren't as drawn out. So that's cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Do you get response from people about this? Do you get any reaction?
Positive reaction, but usually when I upload like a recut, people would just watch it, but they won't like it, or but they would just not like or dislike or comment. They just watch it on YouTube.
So what kind of comments do you get?
Positive.
Like what would be a typical comment? Like, great job, Seth. Keep it
Yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
I also upload recuts into other channels that I have on YouTube.
Okay, what are those? I know you've got Shins On Studios, but
Yeah.
what are the other channels that you have?
I have another channel called Editing Room 99, is where I upload some recuts and a couple of fair use parody Star Trek and some of alternate endings and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So, how many more episodes have you got to go through, and are you just picking them at random, or are you following, the episode order?
I'm doing both. I'm following the episode order, you know. And I just ended season 12, which was the last season of TUS Recuts. And I made a two-part series finale, Recut 372, and it was probably one of my most hard-working recuts I've ever done.
Right. How long is it? Did I ask you this already? How long does it take you to do an episode?
Just a couple minutes. If it has to be a longer recut, it mostly take a half an hour or a couple of hours. Just like when I make the series finale of TUS Recuts, it took me about 2 hours to make the entire recut.
Right. Okay. So you've got to watch the whole episode and then decide
Yeah.
what stays in and what gets thrown out.
Yep. And I also watch other sci-fi shows, like other Star Trek series, and add them into my recuts, like Voyager, Enterprise, The Next Generation, you know?
Okay, you don't mix them up. You don't put Kirk in with Captain Janeway, or Captain Janeway in with, Captain Sisko, or whatever.
I used to do that several years ago, back around 2009, but I made a video. It was back around 2009 when probably one of the first TOS recuts. It was called Captain Kirk versus the Borg.
All right. Are you in the film business, or are you hoping to get into the film business?
I'm trying to get into the film business.
Doing what precisely?
Making fan films. I'm currently am making three spin-offs of TOS recuts. Right now, I did a spin-off called The Dominion War, you know, in Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Right.
But it's a different Dominion War.
And where are you in the country? Where do you live?
I live in the United States,
Yeah, but I meant which state?
California.
You're in near Los Angeles, or?
No, I don't live in Los Angeles. I went to Los Angeles 2 times, I mean.
That's where it all happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Would you move there?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Shinton, I'm trying to understand what your studio is for, or your production studio is for. It's not a studio where people can come and act, and it's not a studio where people can come and do voices, or you don't write scripts and people act out the parts. It's purely for recutting the episodes. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Is this just for fun, or what do you think the future of it is?
The future, I'll like to complete the spin-offs. I'll like to get move into a Los Angeles studio so I can do my film business, you know?
Okie doke. What, all right, have you made any contacts with people in LA?
Not yet, but I'm planning on doing so soon.
Do you write? Do you write stories?
I'm currently am writing a book for TOS Recuts. It's still in production right now.
Yeah. Star Trek is that the only subject matter you deal with, or do you deal with other sci-fi shows?
I do other sci-fi shows. I'll give you a list of examples,
Sure.
like Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis, and other sci-fi shows that I add into my recuts.
Well, I think in the film business, it's all about, producing something that
Yes.
puts your, gets your name out there, and the longer you do it, the more noticeable you become. Do you go to any conventions and stuff?
I'm planning on going to a sci-fi convention next month.
Well, Seth, I think I've got all the information I can ask you, because the idea of, putting pieces of Star Trek stories together is it's most people, when they're doing Star Trek movies or fan movies, they I'm not taking away from you the amount of time and effort and love that you put into your work, but there's different types that people they dress up, they act, they go to studios, they go to sets, they write
Yes.
stories, they get behind the
Yes.
camera, they do all sorts of stuff. And then the finished production is, it's a team effort. But
Yep.
with what you're doing,
Yeah.
which is great, let me just tell you from the outset, what you're doing is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's no, I mean they're fun to watch. There's no doubt about it. Anybody watch, I recommend that anybody who likes TOS or likes shortened versions of Star Trek or whatever, or parodies. Go and watch your movies. So, we'll certainly encourage that people to watch them for you. So let's find out, where can people find you on the internet? Can they find you on Facebook?
You can find me on Seth Daniel Stewart, and Daniel's my middle name. And they can also find me on YouTube, Commander Shinzon, Editing Room 99, The Divine Shadow, Emperor Shinzon, and Exodra. And you can also find me on Instagram. It's at Commander Shinzon, lowercase. And so, and I also have a Patreon page.
Oh, you do. Good.
Yep.
And what about Twitter?
You can also follow me on Shinzon Commander.
At Shins on Commander.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say thank you for joining us on Continuing Mission, Seth.
You're
And
welcome. Thank you.
yeah, it's great to talk to you. On Trek FM, it's all broken up into different subject streams. Some people talk about the movies, some people talk about Voyager and the different, some people talk about the books, some people talk about the music, and it's all over the place. So what Continuing Mission focuses on is what we call the people who keep Star Trek alive, and you're one of those people.
Yep.
That's why you're on Continuing Mission. All right, so filmmaking is not your normal day-to-day job. You do something else.
I do filmmaking, and I also do stuff on Twitter. Write about updates about my spin-off, Dominion War, and stuff, and some other stuff I write on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right. So, are you? Did you go to film school, or do you go to film school?
No, but
Oh,
I'm
you
very
didn't.
no, but I'm very good at editing.
Oh, you are. Okay. All right. All
Yeah.
right. Take care. Live long and prosper.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it's been fun talking with Seth Daniel Stewart today. Do check out his videos on YouTube. You may be a fan of Star Trek, the original series, and you like to see them compressed into short form. You can quickly get through the season that way, and you can quickly understand what the whole arc of those seasons were all about before you move on to something else in Star Trek. But whatever you do, do check out his YouTube page and send him some contact information, send him some encouraging words, help him to keep the whole project going. Now, across our network, we have a huge range of shows, a galaxy-wide range of shows and beyond. So why not check out what's happening on Trek FM in your quadrant of the galaxy?
Previously on Trek.fm, The Edge, a Star Trek Discovery podcast. I think there's a better chance of what happens in the comics reflecting the television show, as opposed to like the first TNG comic that had like the two bickering husband and wives that worked on the bridge, the Bickleys or whatever, and they ran around in capes for some reason, and it's just like they had these
that's really canon in my head.
To the journey.
And so I could see the Hirogen viewing themselves as very noble, very civilized. They don't let their prey suffer, but really they're doing these horrific things, just like we do here in the real world when we have to go fight wars.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they go home and they write an epic poem about it, and that makes it okay.
the Hirogen equivalent of Beowulf.
Warp 5.
Gary Graham had came over and said a couple of nice things, but the funny thing was he said, I've been on this show for 4 years. This is my first day on the bridge. You're over there firing the phasers? What is going on?
Standard orbit.
I was really hoping the Quinto would have a tie-in to, you know, when the Hobbit trilogy came out, you know, a few years ago. I was like, oh, they might tie into that, and Quinto can have a remix of the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. They didn't quite go there, did they? So.
No, they did not. They did not. But, you know, there are certain things that you can, I guess, mirror or remake. That is not something that should ever be remade.
And that's what else is happening on Trek.fm.
Yep. Check out these shows and join the conversation about your favorite corner of the Star Trek universe and beyond. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts. If you're an Apple user, be sure to hit the subscribe button in Apple Podcasts on iPhone, iPad, or Apple TV, or the desktop iTunes app to get the latest episodes as soon as they're published. And please leave us a star rating and a written review. If you're not an Apple user, we've got you covered as well. You can find our shows on Google Play Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Windows Phone, in most third-party apps, and you can stream and download the MP3 file from our website or grab the RSS link. We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's show, and there are many ways for you to do that. The best place to join the larger conversation is the Babel Conference, our listeners group on Facebook. Just type Babel, B-A-B-E-L, into the search field on Facebook and it should come right up. If you'd like to send us email, you can use the form on our website at trekfm/contact. That's trek.fm/contact. Choose to send to a show and select continuing mission, and that will come right to us. You can also find the network on Twitter at TrekFM and on Facebook at facebook.com/TrekFM. And of course, I can always be found on the Babel Conference on Facebook. And on Twitter, you can find me at Shamrock165. Now, we would like to acknowledge the rest of the TrekFM team, without which this or any other podcast would not be possible. C. Brian Jones, our founder and publisher of Trek FM. Executive producers Matthew Rushing and Ken Tripp. And Aaron Harvey, our highly accomplished art director. And also, if you'd like to help us keep all our shows coming to you each week, you can become a patron of the network on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/TrekFM. That's patreon.com/TrekFM to get all the details. Perks include early access to episodes, exclusive content, producer credits, and more. Available through our special patrons website, Patron Zone. It requires a great deal of money to produce, host, and distribute these shows each month. We really appreciate any support you can give us and hope you'll join the team. Again, you'll find all the details at patreon.com/TrekFM. Well, I'm Tony Robinson, and thank you for joining with us today on Continuing Mission, and we will see you very soon on the next mission.